Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The following pod.
Oh, it's too loud. Hang on.
Again. It's too early in the morning for this.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Normally we speak off air, as it were, before we start recording, but all we've done today is connect to the line and then sing I'm Still Standing to each other for a couple of minutes.
How did it go, Dave? How did it, when we did it? It was a bit...
Very club singer, wasn't it?
It was very, very club singer indeed, and there's nothing wrong with that. Hello and welcome to a brand new Cabin Fever.
Cabin Fever. La Fever de Cabin.
So, first things first, Dave. What do I go for first? Do I go for prevailing meteorological news, or do I go for where's Helen Monk's news? Which one's more important?
I know.
It's tricky, isn't it?
Tell you what, as a top of the show content choice,
coming up on the show today,
we really offer some high quality stuff, don't we?
Yeah.
Let's do weather chat. Weather chat seems so sensible to do first.
Weather chat, and then with a Helen Monk's chat after that.
Good.
So weather chat is we're waiting for snow any minute now. Now, we're in London. And there has been a band of snow spreading, going from west to east this morning. This is Sunday the 24th that we're recording this. And I've just been on the radio doing my radio show, and people have been texting me in, and I've been watching the progress of the snow band from the West Country. So people texting in first thing from like Devon, and then I got one from Wales, and I just got one from Reading about 15 minutes ago saying it's just started snowing here. So I'm excited, Dave, and we're getting the kids cranked up. And they're all getting a bit overexcited. And then I just looked on Dark Sky.
Yeah, nothing.
Rain for the next hour.
Yeah, that's all I've got as well. Ah! I had a look as well because it's all we've got to look forward to at the moment is a bit of something different, isn't it? Just anything different with the world.
Absolutely.
Is vaguely exciting. And yeah, it just looks like it's a bit drizzle chops.
Could we run out into the drizzle as if it was snow and just sort of try and, like, a sort of hypnotic trick to hypnotize the kids into believing in it? Oh, my God, it's special snow rain, guys. It's special. I'm just, like, trying. No, it's not going to work.
I mean, I know you're responsible for their education at the moment, but just how stupid are your kids?
Yeah, not well, sadly. Far, far cleverer than me. That's the problem.
I mean, give it a go. I'd like to see the video of you trying to convince your children that rain is snow. That would genuinely be quite interesting.
Try and build a, like a puddle man. Come on, let's...
Build a rain man.
A rain man. Let's not do that. My kids have had a great week this week. Do you know why?
Why?
Netflix, now available on Amazon Show, on the Alexa Show devices.
Oh, is it? That's interesting. So do you use your Amazon Show, your Echo Show, for... Actually,
all parenting.
Stuff.
I mean,
but where does it sit? Is it just on the kitchen table? Or something?
Just to give you a brief overview of the things that Alexa now does for my children, often reads them bedtime stories at night on Audible.
Oh my God.
Right?
Is it just the Alexa woman doing that, or is it
No. It's
celebrities.
In the example of the one we just did, Watson Chops off of Titanic,
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Cathy Wynns was.
Yeah, thank you. Cathy Wynns was doing a Matilda amazingly well.
Great, sure.
And then Alexa was giving Riddle Me Wilfred the answers to his math questions the other day. I walked in and found him saying, Alexa, what's 245 divided by 7?
Amazing.
So she's also doing that. And now, of an evening, they will grab the Alexa show in the kitchen and use that as a telly to watch cartoons while they eat, which is, it's bad. But do you know what, Dave? Any kind of parenting standards, just forget it. Forget it, mate.
They've gone, have they?
Yeah, parents got this thing where we tell ourselves, well, we're here for them. It's all that counts. It's all we can do in this difficult time. We'll just be here for them, i.e., don't give a fuck about anything else. Get the broadband cranked up. Stick a piece of glass in front of them. Hope for the best.
Invest all your money in broadband, basically. That's your thing, isn't it? You know, people sort of investing a lot at the moment, aren't they? Just invest in broadband because that's going to be your...
Yeah, solid. Solid. Saviour. Reliable. I sometimes look at the glow of the... We're on EE now. And I sometimes... There's this little lovely sort of... What's the EE colour? That's a question for you. What is the EE colour?
Oh, that sort of...
It's not purple, but it's
no, yeah,
maroon,
it's interesting, isn't it?
No,
I mean, interesting is a different word, isn't it? That's not what I meant. It's it's mundane, but I'm not exactly sure. Wait, EE logo.
What is the EE?
Bringing the juice today, aren't
what
we?
What is the colour of the EE livery? That's the question.
It's not purple at all, Tom. It's green.
Well, on the device, it's sort of got a bluer tinge to it, like a sort of slightly bruised. Bluey, maroony thing. Anyway, I sometimes... I sometimes look at it glowing in the corner and I'm just like, thank you. Like it's some sort of ethereal spirit. It's my aerial, just literally providing
it. What does EE stand for again? Like everything, everywhere.
Everything, everywhere. Yeah.
That's good parenting motto.
5 minutes
everything,
in.
Everything,
everywhere. Nothing, anywhere. Nothing else to do. Sit at home. We're 5 minutes in, by the way. No mention of where Helen Monks is. We haven't done that yet.
No, we haven't actually. Do you want to do it?
Ball of tires.
Oh, so tired today. Tom, I fell asleep on the couch last night.
Did you?
As a result, I feel like absolute death.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope, isn't it? Was it a virtual reality couch or was it your actual couch?
No, real couch. Yeah, IRL.
Oh, gosh. What time?
Yeah, 3:30.
God.
So I'm just a bit tired and a bit I'm just feeling a bit the poop, you know?
Yeah, you feel rubs if you do that. Why were you still up at 3:30?
Oh, Tom, all I've done for the last week, and this will explain why I sort of slipped into COD French at the start of the show.
Yeah.
All I've done is watch Call My Agent! Exclamation
mark. Oh!
On Netflix for the last week. That's it.
It's
four
it's,
seasons.
It's French, so if you wouldn't mind giving it the look, Call My Agent, thank you.
Well, actually, le titre original, c'est 10%, which I think is a much better title.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
15, and also very good agent rate. Yeah, I was going to say, well, fucking good deal bloody Jean Dujardin's getting in his fake agency in France.
15 plus VAT, and they take the VAT. My agent will tell often, I'll get royalties for, you know, Absolute Power, which I was in about 2003, and I'll get like literally about 78p's worth of royalties, and she'll take... 12p plus VAT, i.e. 2p. Like it's, yeah.
Yeah, I'm on 12.5 plus VAT. That's my rate.
Sexy.
Gets up to 15, doesn't it? That,
sexy.
That way,
lovely math.
So that's all right, though. VAT's reclaimable, though. Who's
loving your
everyone's
maths.
Everyone's laughing now, aren't
loving
they?
Loving your maths, Dave.
I haven't had anything from my agent in a year, because guess what? Everything's closed.
Is Call My Agent good, then?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's genuinely brilliant. If anyone hasn't watched it, I would urge them to watch it. Immediately.
I never call my agent. I never email because I'm too scared to call.
Oh God, never call your agent. No, don't be daft. Mm. That's absolutely mad. Yeah.
Yeah.
I am. I think Call My Agent, the British translation, the sort of English translated title is the worst bit about it because it makes it seem a bit like sort of carry on-y, you know? Oh, Call My Agent. You know, it's a bit.
Yeah.
Well, it's interestingly because it's a bit extrasy in the sense that this is part of the charm of the show. So the show is, I would say, in tone, sort of like West Wing, but set in an acting agency. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, great. Yeah. So
it's not the West Wing, but it's not like a comedy and it's not a drama, but it's a sort of light and lots of funny, you know, bits. Like that sort of Sorkin-y tone.
Quiptastic.
You know? Yeah, just like lots of cool, clever, funny people saying things quickly and in French that I don't really understand. Mm-hmm. But
you should try, you know what you should do?
Yes.
Put subtitles on it. And you read it in English underneath.
Oh mate,
that's a game changer. Have you been sitting there with your dictionary?
Yeah, stop at every sentence and just sort of, Alexa, what does bonjour mean? Bonjour, hello. Ça va? Oh, ça va bien. Okay.
This is an excellent script.
Play.
It's a very witty script. Genuinely.
It's very, very good.
I've genuinely had a subtitles neck injury from watching a lot of Scandi Noir whilst eating dinner. And whiplashing the head up and down.
Right. It's really hard to do. I mean, one of the great, great things is that I think in the modern age, I sound like an old man now, but in the modern age, it's really lovely to have actually genuinely watched every second of something because I can't really take my head away from it.
Yeah.
But it's very, very tricky. Sometimes it'll take me 2 hours to get through an episode because if, for example, I just want to quickly look up someone that's in it. So one of the great it's a bit extra-y in the sense that every episode has a real star of French cinema / television in it.
Who we don't know, therefore you feel obliged to look them up.
A lot of the time, yeah. I mean, some of them, like Juliette Binoche's in one, and like there's some, they're big old stars. Jean Dujardin's in one, like in a couple. There's like some big old, like the biggest French people, you know, that have ever come out of cinema and television.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're quite right. A lot of the time, it's sort of like, I'm trying to think of the English equivalent, but just people that are really famous in their own country, but you know, why would we know them, you know?
So like Anton Deck, Anton Deck, massive over here. You wouldn't know Anton Deck if you went to Spain.
Exactly that. Exactly that. So it's as impressive as if there was a sort of fake TV show about an agent and Anton Deck were in it as guest stars.
Yeah.
Like it's great.
Yeah.
But you're quite right. Wikipedia is my absolute friend to be like, let's learn about Cécile de France, episode one. But I have to pause it, obviously, and it just takes bloody ages to get through anything because by the time I've looked that up and I've looked up this, that, and the other, there's one episode where there's two sort of heroes of French cinema, two ladies in their latter years, let's say, who the whole plot revolves around the fact they don't really like each other. They hate each other. They've got this ongoing rivalry.
Excellent.
And I honestly have to sit through fucking articles and articles on Google in French trying to work out if this rivalry was a real thing or how much they played up to it and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And because obviously there's no fucking English articles about it because nobody cares. Like, you know, no one's even bothered to translate it. So I was doing it on my phone. So Google doesn't even do the translate this page thing for me. So, it takes ages.
But do they have beef in real life? Because that's excellent.
No beef. No, they love it. They have a great time.
Celebrities who've got beef in real life. There's some good ones.
Go on.
Well, will we get sued just before I introduce this?
Well, it depends, if it sort of negatively affects their career. Legally, sort of, if we're putting their reputation in danger, or if it's certainly if it's not true, there's a danger of that. But
apparently,
well, why don't you say it and we can bleep it if it's
okay.
Actionable.
Well, apparently, and can you guess?
Ooh,
can you guess?
Yeah, this is good. This is good.
Who's got beef with
Prince Charles?
Just spat coffee then. Big eared fucking prick, can't stand him. And his wife. Assholes, a pair of them. I've got to say to you, Dave, not right.
Not Prince Charles, no. Okay.
No. It'll think much closer professionally to home.
Oh, really? Is it professional beef or is it personal beef?
I believe, allegedly. Are we going to get in trouble? Allegedly.
Le Boeuf Professionnel. New show on Netflix.
Allegedly, there was an event. And they would not, neither of them refused to go upstairs or downstairs to visit the other one. And they just tried to ridiculously outdo each other. And they do not like each other, apparently, allegedly.
What a fun party that sounds like.
Other celebrity beef, Dave. Any others?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Oh, well. Who hates Prince Charles?
Oh, isn't liked by anyone. I believe. Does that count?
Yeah. Can I tell my story? Is this really indiscreet? So,
We're being indiscreet now, aren't we? It's an indiscreet episode.
So I was, and by the way, we will tell you where Hella Monks is in a sec. I used to do studio warm-up a lot, and I was doing studio warm-up for Would I Lie to You? And was not in the show. It's nothing to do with him being actually in the show. But while they were recording Would I Lie to You, Wimbledon was on.
Right.
And all the crew who worked...
Is Wimbledon done in a studio?
Wimbledon was on...
A centre court just mocked up. Is that the moon? Is this a moon landings-esque revelation?
There is no real sport, Dave. Come on. You're so virtual reality. You're virtual reality and French now, Dave. This is how you've changed in the last few weeks. No, so they were watching all the crew, the lighting guys and all those gang. There's 30 people working on the show. Once the show is up and running, they have very little to do. And someone had got a little monitor backstage and they were watching on silent... Wimbledon, and it was the day when all the celebrities go and sit in the Queen's box.
Yeah.
Right? And one of the celebrities, the camera's panning around the Queen's box, taking celebrities, you know, there you go, there's your David Beckham, oh, that's nice, there, whatever. And to a man and woman of all the people around me watching this screen backstage at What I Lie to You, they all said, well, they all said the worst word.
Right.
As one.
Yeah.
I was like, was that, sorry, guys, was that planned? What on earth just happened?
Yeah.
Turns out they all worked with him on a show that he did do, and they all hated him.
Wow.
There you go. Yeah. True story. True story.
I just don't feel like this is actionable because it's so well known.
Yeah. And it's true. I can.
Or so well documented that he's disliked by all.
But I literally, I could, like, legally speaking, I could sit in court and say, well, no, that happened. I could just tell you that that happened. They all said that word. Mm. That's a fact. Talking of swear words, I've got we've got a very awkward swear word situation brewing today.
Oh, yeah.
So. I've got to do a self tape. Do you know what? Let's take a break. We're going to find Helen Monks. We're going to have some self-tape chat, and I'm going to tell you about the swear word situation. Should we do that?
D'accord. Right,
merci.
Richard and Greta gonna make your lives better today.
If you'll subscribe to our podcast.
You know, it's all about how to get the most out of your partner.
And we're partners.
So we know all about it.
It's good. Get it wherever you want to get it, when you go and get it from your podcast place. Richard and Greta.
You know?
You know?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
This is, by the way, the side effect of me watching a show entirely in French, is that I now think I speak fluent French,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
at all. I have passable A-level French, so I'm just wandering around the flat almost every opportunity mumbling the 20 words I remember in French to myself like I am a cool French agent, you know.
The thing I do, I can do a very convincing French accent with a sentence that I've planned for 15
yes correct
minutes.
Oh, really good at that. I had my exact story of that was I remember when I was skiing probably about 3 or 4 years ago. God, what's a fucking wanky middle class story this is going to be. But I was like the only one that vaguely spoke French, and we were stranded somewhere and we needed a taxi, and I thought, Crib's got this, he's going to step up. And this is such an embarrassing story. And I'll make the call, you know. Bonjour. So planned it in my head exactly right, you know. Where we were, can I have a taxi, please? Oh.
New song.
So good. Mm-hmm. And obviously what happened was the man...
They spoke French
they
back
mumbled
at you.
French back at me down the phone line. And all I could
do... Your pants?
Well, I shat my pants, but I was sort of sat in the bar with a beer with my pals. All I could do was sort of go, oh, wait. No idea what was being said. And clearly he clocked that and just went down the phone, I can speak English if that, you know, if you like. And I literally, shit you not, because I was the guy speaking French, I...
No, you didn't.
Just kept responding in French while he spoke English to me down the phone and looked like an absolute fucking genius.
Did he start saying, are you trying to impress your friends nearby?
I think basically that was the implication, yeah. And I was just going, merci. Okay. And he was just sort of, he was speaking English. And then I thought, you know what? Fucking got away with that, lads. Absolutely got away. Turns out, though, in the small French skiing village where we were, the guy that answers the phone is also the driver, so he turned up.
Oh, fud. And continue to speak French to you in the front seat.
Exactly.
I've got a sentence for you, Dave.
Oui.
Où est la Hélène Nonne?
Oh, lovely. Oh, lovely.
Thank you.
Interesting. So interesting on this. Yeah. A, I can't actually see if she's sort of there or not because...
Oui, elle est là.
Well, so well, let's let her tell us then.
Commence, Hélène Monks.
Bonjour, Hélène.
Are you there?
Chicken Hélène. Did anyone ever watch, what's it called? Madeline, I may be very small. I'm Madeline, but inside I'm tall. And they ate chicken Hélène. No?
I'd say within seconds, you've baffled us.
Wow. Wow. It's just like a different podcast starts, yeah. Isn't it? As soon as she's... I love it. What on earth just happened? By the way, Hélène, so she's out and about on some kind of device.
You're going to say...
Better sound quality than last week. 100%
is the best. This is the best sound quality you've ever had.
And can you hear the snow?
It hasn't started, has it?
Yes, it's absolutely chucking down snow. Listen.
Where are you?
I'm on Wimbledon Common. And it's stunning. It's so
in Wimbledon.
Stunning.
So it's coming from the west. That mean, and you're about... Oh my God, it's going to be here soon. Is it properly dumping it down?
It's proper snow, like chunky snow. I want to cry. I'm going to cry. It's like, it's only just started and it's already coating the ground. It's so beautiful. So yeah.
Hélène Monks, our snow correspondent, live from snow.
It's coming your way. I realise we're
so
quite late because a lot of like London upwards has already been covered in snow for weeks. So apologies for the London-centric snow opinions.
Yeah.
But
yeah, bearing in mind 95% of our audience live in Scotland, this is very much Eskimos and snow. There's some sort of analogy there, I'm sure.
Should I explain what I'm doing?
Yes, let's yeah, exactly. More context, please.
So, actually, this is now quite stupid that I'm out in the snow because what essentially happened yesterday was Matt got literal hypothermia. He's now fine, but he went out on a bike ride and I had to go and pick him up because his body temperature had dropped so low that he just could not stop. He was just uncontrollably shaking and went grey. And then I got him in the car and we had the heating up so high and I was so hot. I've never been so hot in my whole life. And he still wasn't warming up. Anyway, got him in the electric blanket and he did then start to thaw out. But
oh my God.
He's now sleeping it off today.
You're defrosting
morning.
Your boyfriend.
I'm defrosting it. Yeah, and as I just realised as I'm walking through the snow, maybe I should be more layered up because I now know the challenges that can happen if your body temperature drops.
It would look like a really weird PASAG gameplay by you as well if you then went out today and got yourself so cold you needed help. In a kind of, Matt, I think you'll find what I told you for you yesterday.
Yeah, don't even put on a coat, just run out and get me. Yeah, so normally I record in our room and I kick him out, but I felt a bit bad kicking him out today. So instead I'm walking through the snow and it's worked out pretty well for me.
And us as well. It sounds, I mean, I'm getting a sense of it, Dave.
Oh, it's lovely.
You?
Yeah, we're really out and about in the world. You know, it's good, isn't it? You're like,
can
like
you hear the children?
Oh, yes.
No.
Yeah, can I hear?
No, I did. I heard a child. Yeah, lovely. Lovely.
Yeah. Living
that's
it.
That's great. So has anyone built a snowman yet? What can you see? Has anyone created anything yet? Or are you still just enjoying it coming down from the sky?
So let me look around. Oh, towards the sort of pond on Wimbledon Common, there are some children trying to roll snowballs and throw them at each other. But it is a bit too early, really, for that. They need to have a bit more patience. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Go and tell them. Go and tell them. Everyone just calm down. Calm down, kids. There is something magical about when it snows in London, although I always do think, for fuck's sake, imagine if it snowed exactly a month ago today. Imagine.
What would have happened?
Christmas Day, yeah. I'm so sorry, I've just been distracted. I just looked out the window, right, and my neighbour, who is, he must be about 24, and he's topless, and I've never seen anyone more ripped in all my life, and I don't... I'm going to have to draw the curtain. Jesus Christ.
He's topless in his house or outside?
Oh, no, he's doing up. He's in his house. He's right at the window, right by the back of the house, where I just happened to look out when I.
God.
Oh my giddy aunt! He's got, you know, he's got like the proper abs, like the Peter Andre, you know.
Wow.
The Peter Andre abs. Is that the sort of the?
That's my best reference.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Or abs from five abs. Abs.
Good. Monksy, how's your week been? Please give us the skinny.
Oh, it's been great. It's been What's been happening? Well, the hypothermia incident was pretty much the highlight, and then I went and bought a haggis.
Oh,
interesting.
Because it's Burns night tonight. Well, Monday.
Yes, of
which
course
is
it
tonight
is. On Monday night, yes.
Yeah. So I'll be eating a haggis then.
What, an actual haggis as a vegetarian vegan? What are you?
Yeah, no, a vegan haggis.
A vegan haggis. What is a vegan haggis then? Just sort of mushy,
I think it's mostly stuff. Mushroom.
Right.
Yeah.
What is a haggis normally made of? Isn't it like a bladder full of offal?
I think it's great. I think actually it's more vegan than most meat because at least they're using up all of the parts of the animal.
Yeah, you're quite right, actually. Yeah, yeah.
And traditionally you pierce the stomach, don't you? Like you stab it as you read a Robbie Burns poem. So that's you sort of plunge your knife into it. There's a specific moment in a poem, I can't remember what it is. This is not going well, is it? But yeah, you plunge.
It's a hell of a tribute for someone. I'm gonna stamp some offal while I read your poetry. It's quite barbaric. It's quite brutal. Sorry, Scotland. It's a wonderful thing. It's a magical moment, I'm sure.
Happy Burns.
We love Robbie Burns. Happy Burns.
Happy Burns Day. Happy Burns Day to Scotland. Happy Burns, joining me.
Burns Day to Scotland. I'm Madeline, I may be very small. I'm Madeline. I can't believe neither of you have seen Madeline. It's an absolutely exceptional piece of art.
What is it?
Well, it's a children's film, really. I watched as a child, but teaches you about morals, and it's got a very small girl in it, so I related to it quite heavily.
I was
going to
say, have you sort of taken that on as your sort of theme, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm here amongst us. I may be very small.
I mentioned just before the break that we've got something of a self-taping dilemma in our house today.
Situations we bring you here.
Relatable content. So the situation we've got developing in our house, right? I've got to do this self-tape tonight for a audition. And I never get them anyway. The problem is that Beth... my wife is going to be playing all the other parts. I'm sure Matt does that for you as well, Helen Monks, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Terrible.
Awful, yeah. What's his policy if he has to use the N-word?
Oh, God.
Oh, actually. I think we didn't have that situation. I had it in an audition, but there was a casting director and they just said it.
Yeah.
So that took away the... is there a context around...
Oh, yeah, like it's absolutely part of the show. And is it a black
character saying it in the show?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah, yeah. It's a great show and it fits. However, Beth is not black and, you know, just saying it...
Hang on, wait, Beth is not black? Saying,
oh, mate, did you not realise? Dude.
Tricky, isn't it? Very tricky.
Because it already flag it up when we're in the middle of doing it. If she then says, right, if you hear the voice off camera say, the plan at the moment is for her to say N-words.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's tricky though, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't say it. We can't say it.
But not in any context. I guarantee there will be a sweepstake in that casting office as how people on the self-tapes have dealt with it. Everyone that comes in, they'll be like, have they done it? Have they gone for it? Have they not?
Yeah.
They'll be betting on that. You can't say it, no.
No, it's not going to happen.
I think it's safer. I think you're wise. I think do what she feels.
But can you do me a favour?
Yeah.
Can you contact her on social media during the day? Just DM her and say, "Come on, you've got to say it. Otherwise, you're letting Tom down, and he might not get the part." Can you do that? Just to wind her up.
Yeah, everyone can do that. Everyone? Yeah, good, that'd be nice.
Okay, fine. Well, that's that problem solved. Thanks for that, guys.
Good. Can I tell you about the gap in my mouth?
Dave's had half his mouth taken out.
I mean, I had a wisdom tooth out this week. I'm only telling you about it because it's literally the only thing that's happened to me this week.
Also, Dave, I have a really important question for you because my flatmate Mary has had her two wisdom bottom teeth taken out and she wants to know something based on your Instagram story. So, yeah, go ahead.
Do you know what? It was actually relatively fine. I have no real beef with it, you know? It's bad because I was hoping for some drama that I could sort of share on my Instagram story in a sort of like, oh, look, I've got an interesting life, but... They whipped it out in about a minute and then didn't really hurt afterwards, the end. So that's it. That's all I got for you. But it's a fucking mad sensation because obviously they numb the mouth, but you can still very much feel the physical wrenching of your head. And do you know what I mean? Like you can hear and feel what's happening. And they do I was like, in my head, I was sort of like, oh, I wonder how they do it. I wonder how they sort of skillfully loosen it. I wonder what sort of skill and sort of meticulous technique is involved in this. put a fucking clamp on it and just rip it back and rip your head back and forth until it comes out, basically. So fair play.
Do they chat while they do it? Because there's nothing better than a dentist chat, is there?
Well, you know?
How's your lockdown been?
No, there was chat during that bit, no. Bit of earlier chat.
Did they sort of put like a knee on your neck to just to help sort of yank it out, you know what I mean, get some purchase?
I felt like it was going that way. It was one of those things, actually, where I'd heard horror stories of, well, not even horror stories, sort of just regular stories. Apparently they can just come out in multiple parts, you know, they can rip it and then it cracks a bit and you pull the first bit off and that's how they sort of get it out. And so I heard the first sort of crack and I thought, oh god, here we go, this is going to be here for a while, because they said it could take up to half an hour. And then she went, that's it, done. I was like, the fuck? What an absolute joy and dream. What would Mary like to know, please, Monksy?
Do you now have a massive hole at the back of your jaw?
What do you mean? What do you mean? More.
She has, I've sort of looked at it and it is horrifying. She has what I can only describe as a massive hole in the back of her jaw.
In the gum,
like
you mean?
Keep things in there. It's useful. It's like a little jaw pocket.
You mean in the gum? Like, is the gum shaped in a sort of like divot? Is that what you mean?
It's right at the back and it looks like it's sort of going back into her throat. It doesn't look like it's going down. And it's just this big hole at the back of her. I mean, I don't really know how to describe it.
What are you talking
about?
Are you describing the fact... Are you just describing the situation whereby my tooth has been removed and therefore there's a lack of a tooth? I mean, I do have a hole where the tooth used to be, certainly.
Do you?
Well, of course.
Will that naturally heal over?
I presume so. I don't know. I'm only like 3 days in, so... I do keep sort of... I was trying not to sort of, you know, tongue it for a while. Because they said not to, because it had to heal. But now I'm fascinated by the sort of shape of it. But Monksy, there is definitely a hole there, yeah. But I would have thought that would be sort of... As you expect, you know, they've literally ripped something out, and therefore,
describe that. There's one that goes down that's like where, like a, I'd say like a cavity. A cavity, is that a word? Like a crevice.
Cavity.
It's like a sort
A cavity. Yeah. Dental cavity. That's the official word, Tommy. Right, okay. Just that only dentists and you know dental experts know. Cavity.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And then at the very back of the jaw, there is this huge hole that looks like it goes back, like it doesn't go down, it goes back into her... I'll take you a picture and I'll see what you think.
Yeah, I'm interested.
We'll tweet it out and everyone can jump on. I think we should do more features on poorly described, badly diagnosed medical ailments on this show.
Channel 4 show ready to go, isn't it?
It totally is. Idiots discussing physical problems. Can I just alert you to some tweets we've had?
Please.
Because we haven't really mentioned the tweets. Hello to Tony, who tweeted us. Pause the podcast and ordered a Quest 2 today.
Yes!
Oh my gosh.
Just before the virtual podcast chat, and joking over how dedicated your listeners actually are. If we were here for Daily Waffle, we're down for Funtime VR Day. I mean, a Funtime VR Friday.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Oh,
thank you, Tony. David, your episode reminded me of a parody radio advert in Grand Theft Auto 3 from 2001. Thanks, David. We're pretty much up with the times here on Cabin Fever. For a gadget shop where they claim you can play wireless head-to-head 3D virtual reality poker.
Yes, I remember that.
And now, 20 years later, Dave Cribb is doing exactly
Hi-oh, that. Hi-oh, a man of the future / past parody.
And Alistair Satchel, on the Quest 2, I recommend Face Plus Face. Face and face, maybe. It's totally different to anything I've ever experienced. If you go in with a pal, it's hilarious. Totally bizarre games with their own brilliant logic. Really hard to explain.
Face
well, worth
plus
the one.
Face.
There we are. Face and face. Yeah, it's the plus mark from off of maths.
Oh yeah. Oh, you know that because you've been homeschooling.
There you go.
I have to partition it before I add face to face.
Yeah, you have to take. Yeah, you have to partition the tens and the ones,
the F's and the A's and the C's and the E's.
Oh,
I will check that out. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. And also, Dave, my mate Cavan has got a VR, and the only person he knows who's also got the same set as you lives in LA. So he has asked if he can become friends with you and you can hang out in a VR world together.
Oh, yeah, of course. Lovely. Cavan.
Oh.
What a nice name Cavan is. Cavan. You don't meet many sort of people named after giant spaces.
Is a cabin what I called the hole in the back of Mary's mouth?
His cabin, yeah. He's such a massive tooth hole, he's become a person. He's a whole person.
A whole person.
Right, so I'll set that up. Okay, good, fine. All right, well, listen, Helen, one final update from the snow, please. How's it looking?
It is so snowy now. They're ready to throw their snowballs. It's really... I'm so excited for it to come to your side of town. Beautiful.
Oh, so am I. Lovely, lovely. Okay, good. Dave Cribb, Helen Monks, AOB.
AOB from me.
AOB from me.
Can we go out on Helen singing the Madeline song, though, please? Can you sing that, Monksy?
Oh, yes. Good.
I'm Madeline. I may be very small. I'm Madeline. But inside, I'm tall.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Got some very funny looks there, but it was worth
it. Yes, what you do for your art.